Today I want to help you save a lot of time and wasted energy with some market research. Shoppers lie. It happens all the time that they say they want one thing, but the truth is actually quite different. This happens because most shoppers feel a bit insecure about their purchases. Just picture yourself walking into an auto dealership to understand this better. You probably make up reasons to say no before you even drive on the lot. It is how customers protect themselves, and it is rooted in cynicism. People want to buy things on their terms and not the seller's terms, and if that means they have to lie, they will often lie. I'm not going to call everybody a liar. No, I'm not going to do that. What I will say is that during the purchase process, there are often things which are not exactly as they seem. This begins in the very earliest steps to a purchase, and it is in the marketer's job to overcome those smoke screens. We do this in many ways, including fact-finding about our market to better understand the ideal customer and how to meet their objectives. We perform careful propensity modeling to determine exactly who to target. Then we create a strong call to action to entice customers to take action now, before they can dream up another lie to help excuse themselves from committing to the sale or purchase. Excuse me. It should not be surprising that much of this process is made far more difficult by trying to market to the wrong people. A lot of marketing efforts miss the target miserably by skipping the research and trying to sell to people who are only marginally interested in the offering. Note that when I say take action, I mean for the customer to get what they want and what they came for. After all, when a prospective customer comes out of hiding, there is a reason. They want what you offer. The purchase of anything from jelly beans to jumbo jets has two sides. One side who wants the sale, and the other side who wants the sale. They ultimately both want the sale. Marketers often neglect this and place themselves in a very defensive role, as if the customer holds all the cards. Something important to remember is that the customer also wants what the seller has to offer, often much more than they will let on. After all, they're ready to trade money for it. You just have to suit their objectives and help them to buy on their terms. The best way to do this begins long before you even encounter the customer. The best answer is to know who the buyer is and to know their terms. Stop marketing jumbo jets to jelly bean customers. I've taught many people how to market and sell things both online and offline. I've been in the marketing field for over 20 years, and I've seen a lot in that time. I've seen about every smokescreen that a customer can hide behind. There's a common saying, buyers are liars. It sounds ugly, but it really just means that until you uncover the customer's real objectives, they will often be less than forthright about their purchase decision making. It may sound like a lie, but it's actually just to cover up deeper objectives and a prospective customer's attempt to feel secure while getting what they want. You see, if they tell you the whole truth, then you have too much power in their mind and they become vulnerable. The common fear is that if they open themselves up to your influence, that they may end up coming to you asking for a bag of jelly beans and leaving with a jumbo jet. Of course, if that is the case, it really means they actually wanted a jumbo jet, but they were afraid to admit it because afraid of the sacrifice. It also means that the seller was reaching out to the wrong audience instead of discovering the right people who are actually shopping for jumbo jets. When you reach the right market, much cynicism is averted. Marketers who understand what customers really want are the marketers who earn happy customers and become very successful. Effective marketers do the necessary discovery work to find out who the customers are and what they really want. This helps us to understand how to reach the right people, define the marketing approach, and thus improve response rates. If a given group has a propensity to purchase jumbo jets, effective market research will uncover the facts. Market research helps to determine the most effective means to reach the target audience and the right marketing message to implement. In my work, I find a lot of people trying to sell jumbo jets to jelly bean customers simply because they never took the initiative to understand who the customer really is and what the customer wants and needs. Wasteful marketing efforts are everywhere. Many people will take the approach of simply seeking more audience. We all want more audience, but as a sole effort, that can lead to a whole lot of waste. Marketing duck hunting to vegetarians may reach a lot of people, but it will not produce desired results. Other people will focus too much on a stronger call to action. A strong call to action is good, but this alone leads to a lot more waste. Offering a huge discount on lipstick will probably not bring the greatest results at a gun show. Another huge waste I see in many marketing efforts is to assume that markets are less defined online than that of vegetarians and gun shows. The fact is that marketing online provides much greater definition to market segmentation. I encounter many people who think of the internet as a place to market to the whole world, but take little or no care to define their market and understand the best ways to reach the right segments. These are extreme accounts of wasteful marketing, but I see much more subtle mistakes being made every day. A better option is to know who to reach and what they want. Put yourself in their shoes and research your industry from their standpoint. This is not easy, and it's not natural for most people. It is also why there are people who specialize in the field of marketing. Wasteful marketing efforts will cause you to be constantly at odds with the prospective customer, and they will seldom come over to your side to see the benefits of doing business with you. How do you bring the customers to your side? The first step to winning customers is to know your market and why they want what you have. If you can realize the objectives of your market, you can bring the customers to your side so they can see it from both perspectives. Then they can see your vision of how your product or service will benefit them. If they want a jumbo jet, you will be the one who sells it to them. Market research and gaining an understanding of the customer is a huge missing piece in many marketing campaigns. I've been shocked countless times to find that for many companies, market research is a confusing task that just seems like wasted effort. You can believe me or not, but it's the most important piece of all. Market research allows you to know what people want and what they will respond to. It is what tells you who to reach and the message to reach them with. Without proper market research, you may as well advertise jumbo jets for sale in your local candy store. If you keep trying to sell jumbo jets to jelly bean shoppers, you will waste a lot of time and expense. Take your market research seriously. Unless I'm mistaken, you want to know how to earn more business by having more effective market reach. That is what I sell. You didn't come here for jelly beans. Don't even say you did. Leave me a comment. Love to hear from you. You can ring me up at 866-A-WEBGUY. Email me from my website at awebguy.com. Or feel free to tell me what, give me a peace of mind. Give me your thoughts in the comments. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.